John's back.
Yay!
Do I sound? I sound funny. I sound funny.
You're a little echoey because we had the monitors up high.
All right.
And yes, but now you sound fine.
Welcome back, John.
Thank you. It's good to be back. And
how does it feel
to be doing the show?
How does it feel to be back in the mommy land?
The mommy land. It feels mildly disappointing.
What?
It's nice to be home. I'm kidding. It's great to be home, but you know it's. I've been in Europe for the past month, and you know, there's all these people in these other countries that vaguely look like us that seem to be a lot happier with their surroundings.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit confusing, especially Switzerland. Man, I've never seen a place like that in my life. It's amazing.
What?
Everyone's like, "Yeah, we're basically okay with our government. You know, we cool. Yeah, we basically have enough, you know, good jobs and nice place to stay, and we don't really have any complaints." Oh, you want us to be in the European Union? Thanks. No, we're cool. We're fine. We're just you want us to use the euro? No, we already got our money all set up. So
it's working
fine,
great.
Really. And you don't hear that kind of thing here. Here it's like everything, you turn on the news like, "Oh, Bush is president." Well, that's enough to you know, send you off. And then even if that's not, you know, enough, there's everything,
Iraq,
the environment
yeah.
and the economy and Iraq and everything, but at the same time, it's nice to be home. It's nice to be in Los Angeles. It's nice to be around local music again, doing my shows.
People who speak English?
Yeah, yeah.
Real English? American English?
Yeah, like there's a lot of English spoken in Mid-Wilshire, Koreatown area.
Well, I'm just saying, if it wasn't for Americans, English probably would have died off a long time ago. just died off. It would have been a dying language, like French.
French is a dying language?
Fuck yeah. I just like saying that. It's just fun to say.
The low point of the trip was France. No offense to anybody who
serious?
Is listening, who's in France at the moment or is French, but that was the part of the trip where we felt the least welcome.
Really?
Definitely. There's just a general sense of superiority that they seem to think isn't obvious. But is obvious to an outsider
right.
that this kind of exudes from them,
right?
Which is a little off-putting, you know. But you know, I mean, obviously,
well,
you can't generalize an entire people.
No.
I'm not saying French are bad. I'm just saying, as a tourist, they did kind of the people that I met generally.
No, it's
met
interesting because the last time I was there was right before the Iraqi war, right before it started. I thought, oh, I'm going to get my ass kicked, basically verbally. I'm going to get spit at and cigarettes thrown at me and all that kind of stuff. "I'm smoking in your face, you fucking Californian." Didn't happen. I had the most wonderful time and met all these cool people and had a great time. Had a lot of great sex, you know.
Awesome.
Packing heat, the gentleman there that I was with. I was lucky. Too lucky. I was able to
have sex in every city that we went to.
It's important.
Yeah. With my wife. So it was great.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Good.
It's fantastic.
Good. And so did it solidify the relationship? I mean, it has to.
It's nice not being a virgin anymore. That's what you're getting at, right?
No. I mean, did it solidify the relationship? I mean, you know, that was probably your first big, huge vacation you guys ever took together, right?
Yeah, it was certainly our first international trip, and it was.
And it's kind
of
a lot
for
because
like three
that's
and a half
lot of,
weeks.
Yeah. It's a lot of time to be around someone.
I'm very, very blessed for a gazillion reasons, but not the least of which is being able to travel with someone.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, she's just great to travel with. She doesn't complain too much, you know, doesn't make things difficult. We were like, "Oh, let's do this." And we'd go and we'd do that and we'd have a good time, you know.
Right.
And then we'd drink.
Well, that's always what helps.
Yeah.
So while you were gone, John Daly, of course, subbed for you. And
Yes.
And also we had Graeme Ramsay visit from – you say John Daly's name and he comes in and points his head at us.
He wasn't like, even in the building.
No. He was like in Glendale or something.
And he just sprouted up.
Hi, how you doing?
John, say hi real quick.
Hi, how you doing?
See, he's so used to being here.
John
he just
Daly
automatically
did
woke
such
up
a
here.
Good job that Mark put him in a gimp suit and chained him to the to the green room. That's why he's still here.
Yeah, sorry you had to hear that, Mom.
Come on.
See, he's talking to your mom again, Mark.
Yeah. No. So, and then I was also taking care of your cats.
Yes.
Which I had a breakthrough with Dutch, your elusive little boy cat. All of a sudden, he just planted himself on me while I'm watching probably The Shield, because I watched first and second season of your collection of The Shield.
Fantastic. Bennett has the other four
seasons. He needs to give those back so I can catch up.
Best show
you also
ever.
Had the Xbox version of the King Kong game. I totally finished that in 2 days. That was easy. It's actually a really easy game, and it's kind of fun in parts.
Well, my cats definitely appreciated having somebody there.
Could you tell?
Yeah, totally. Because I've gone on trips where someone just sort of, you know, would check in every once in a while and leave food for them, leave water for them. And, you know, you'd get home and first they'd be all freaked out and then they'd be like, oh, it's really you. And then they cling to your head and, you know.
What's funny about
this time they were like, oh, welcome back.
hey, cool.
Yeah.
I was afraid like they would. I was like, are they going to remember their mom and dad? I mean, I don't want to like, you know. I didn't want them to remember. I kept saying that mom and dad are coming home. You know, mom and dad are coming home because they're looking up at me. I'm feeding them, cleaning out the kitty litter box, doing stuff, making love to them. You know, very, very attentive lover that I am.
That's disgusting.
And, no, it's love. I thought I just didn't want them to think that you guys weren't coming back.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, they're not human. So, a lot easier to explain my absence and my presence.
I just love how people do that, though. They add human qualities to animals.
Oh, I totally
and,
do.
Can I help you, John Daly?
Can I try something? It's not going to affect
you
at all.
Okay.
Get out here. Get out here.
Okay. Don't mess up our recording.
Everyone, forget John Daly is here screwing with the computer while we're doing our show.
But also, we had a lot of great music. Like I said, Graham Ramsey came by. You know, he was part of the Scottish Invasion way back when, and he was in town with a band I think you're playing today, right? Are you playing The Wedding Present today?
I am.
Awesome. Yeah, he was recording with them on their new album, I guess they're doing here in Los Angeles. And so he came by, and it was actually for a pretty fun show.
We also had a benefit that I
benefit where Jeffrey Scott couldn't show up because he broke his ankle that same day. It was Father's Day. He was playing basketball with his dad, broke his ankle. I showed you the photo of that. Looked like a wasp hive on his ankle.
You don't see me playing basketball with my dad.
Hell no.
My dad's 6'4" and a psychiatrist.
Yeah, it was a crazy event, but it was fun. So we should probably go to music.
Yeah, that sounds like a great
idea.
And
I think we change it where I'm going first this time.
Okay, you go ahead then.
This is an artist by the name of Chris Bestwick out of Helsinki, Finland. And both of these tracks feature a vocalist by the name of, I'm hoping I'm pronouncing this right, Mibia. Would you say that's how you'd pronounce it, John?
Yeah.
Mibia? Okay. And the MySpace page is myspace.com/Chris Bestwick. Just like it sounds, Chris, and then Best, and then Wick. And he is out of Helsinki, Finland. So let's start off with that. This first track is called A Spark, again featuring the singer Mibia. You're listening to Hear Here on killradio.org.
Hooray! We'll be right back.
Welcome back. That was, again, Chris Bestwick out of Helsinki, Finland. That last track we just heard was Interludes, again, featuring both these tracks featured that female vocalist, Mibia, and myspace.com/Chris Bestwick is where to find out more information about him. And, you know, we have this whole thing about you asked me, you wanted to borrow some Xbox games for me since we're both Xbox people.
You've been
good so far. So I have one for you.
Thank you.
You've earned Doom 3 Resurrection of Evil.
Let's set the stage here. I have an Xbox. I have like three games. I'll go in and out of phases where periodically I just have this urge to destroy things. So I'll find a game where I can destroy things. And then I'll play it and then I'll beat it. And then I'll be like, okay, I'm good. And then I don't need to look at it, you know, however long. I mean, it's not like porn, you know. And so when I'm done with the game, I'm done. But then, you know, it slowly builds up in me the desire to destroy things. But games are like $50, and I don't get $50.
As you see, I always buy them used. I never buy them when they first come. Very rare.
Once in a while, I do that. Time to kick some ass.
But I brought a whole bunch here. But you may not earn all these games today.
So you're gonna dole them out to me one by one.
And I may take some back if you fuck up.
Based on how well I do
today. I'm just concerned, John. It's your first show back.
Honestly, I don't feel like I'm entirely on my game.
You're in socialist-loving Europe.
Yeah. Well, I've been on vacation pretty much since...
For
2004. But especially since the wedding. So
there's the Doom 3.
Getting back into the groove here.
After Doom 3, they came with Doom 3 Resurrection of Evil, and it's pretty hardcore.
And you're saying it's not a sequel... I'll just have to play it and figure it out.
Yeah, why do you need to find that? Just play the fucking game.
Hey, man.
It's really fun, though.
Don't make me take a game from you.
Now, coming up next, if you're a good boy, you'll get the Godfather of the game, which is really fun.
That looks good.
This might not be killing enough for you, because you kind of have to do a lot of...
You got to, like, sneak around, but then you get to kill people,
But the
right?
missions are kind of fun, so I think you might like it.
Yeah. You probably play the missions on Grand Theft Auto, don't you?
No, I'd rather just drive around and run over people.
Oh.
And do cheat codes so I can get the fighter pilot and start blowing up bridges.
I snipe.
I love sniping. I'll get the jetpack, and then I'll get the sniper gun. I'll put myself on top of a building, and then I'll just peg people. Anyway, we should go to music.
I need therapy.
About violence?
All right, I have a couple of things to play for you, and I'm just going to go ahead and play them. This is I'm not exactly sure. Let's see. This first artist came in while I was away.
That got handed to me.
Oh, this was handed to Mark
at the Here event that we did at Lost Souls Cafe.
By the name of Hendy Foot and the Rockafarians, and we're gonna play a song called "In a World War III." And then after that, we'll follow with the Broken Remotes, which is a side project of. Wait, how would you describe it? There's a guy in a band that I interviewed on Is Good, and this is his project.
Okay, this is a solo project.
But it's a band.
But it's still his solo project. Is it named after him?
No. It's called The Broken Remotes.
Okay, so it's just another project. It's another musical project he's a part of.
All right. There you go.
We got this great
new CD player, which I'm very happy with. And you're listening to Here on killradio.org.
Christians too, Palestinian and the Hebrew, money-making us blue, blue, blue. For it says in the Bible that it's bound to come hot. This may be libel, left up to some dumb bomb or clod. Who's gonna shoot the first shot? We don't wanna hear it, we don't wanna see, we don't wanna be in a World War III. I don't wanna die for no foreign oil. Just wanna keep high and dry on America's soil. I wanna I see my little sister bleeding alongside of me. We're pleading, Mr. President, feed the hungry.
We don't want to hear it.
Tell them we don't want to see. Tell them we don't want to be in a World War III. In a World War III. Don't want to hear it, man. Don't want to see. Mr. Prime Minister, don't want to see it on my telly. Too. Your mayor and your neighbors, yes, it's all up to you and you and you. You don't want it on your doorstep, you don't want it in your street, don't want it in your bedroom, blood upon your sheets. Tell them zealots and them right-wing fools, stop fussing and cussing, follow God's golden rules. I don't want to hear it, you don't want to see, we don't want to be in World War III. I don't want to hear it, man, you don't want to see, we don't want to be in no World War III. Where are the flower children? We thought we'd change the world. Where are the flower boys and the flower girls? Where's that spirit? I don't hear it living on. Tell me, children, where have all the flowers gone?
World War III.
Bombs will be exploding.
World War III.
Guns will be reloading.
World War III.
Rockets will be soaring.
World War III.
Blood will be pouring.
World War III.
Did it have to be?
World War III.
World War III.
World War
III. We ain't saying love thy enemy.
World War III.
Don't kill his whole family and country. In the name of humanity, Christianity, have some mercy.
Someone else. I've forgotten about. Time has proven me wrong before, and when I'm wrong, you're the first, I'm the last to know. I can tell by the way you touch your head that this time's the exception. Time has proven me wrong before, and when I'm wrong, you're the first, I'm the last to know. I can tell by the way you touch your head that this time's the exception. Yeah, this time's the exception. Yeah, this time's the exception.
And we're back on Hear Hear on killradio.org. That was The Broken Remotes, myspace.com/TheBrokenRemotes. It's good to be back on Hear Hear, Kill Radio's all-submission show. All-submission, only-submission.
Yep.
I wanted to, before I forget, let everyone know that there's a couple of events going on in the near future.
Should we talk about this one first?
We'll do this one first since it's Kill Radio related. It's tonight. So if you're listening to the podcast of this tomorrow, go back in time to Safari Sam's.
No, go to the future first so that you can go back in time to this day in history.
No, they're in the future now listening to it.
They might have to go farther in the future to get the technology, though.
Oh, to go back in time.
Yeah, I mean, if it's tomorrow, I don't think they have access to the future to that technology yet. Although if they go maybe 20 years ahead, then they could.
But they might already have access to it.
That's
you
true.
Just don't know about
we
it.
We don't know.
Okay. So this is tonight. This is an event that was put together by a band called The Ghost Lullaby, which by coincidence I interviewed on Is Good last week. And they're really cool. And they basically just booked a night at Safari Sam's in honor of killradio.org. And John Daly of Standing Room Only Radio on killradio.org on Fridays is going to be hosting the event and streaming the event live, which is something we haven't done. Certainly not since
we've done
I've
it maybe
been here.
Once, I think.
So that's exciting.
Yeah,
so you'll actually
exciting.
Be able to tune into killradio.org this evening and hear the live performances. There will also be interviews in between the performances. But don't do that. I think you should actually go to the event instead of sit at home and listen to it. So I'm encouraging everyone not to listen to the live event tonight on killradio.org, but instead to go to the event. And it's a free event with a recommended... wait a minute. It's yes, free event if you're over 21. It's $5 under 21. And we suggest if you give us a dollar, that would be cool.
Yeah.
If you're going to be the guy who doesn't fork up the dollar, that's fine. Just leave your name with us.
Yeah, and there's
so
like,
we can dog you on our show.
There's five bands. Ready the Jet, Jesse Deluxe, Peach Fuzz, The Ghost Lullaby, and The Dirges. Starts at 8 p.m. and goes on into the night.
There's also some video displays and other things going on. And alcohol. I don't know if you knew this, but Safari Sam's, as a bar, is licensed to serve you alcohol.
Wow.
Yeah.
Great.
Which, if you drink it, intoxicates you, and it's all very exciting.
You know what? After those photos we took together at your DJ event at Bar 107 on Friday, I know a lot about alcohol, among other things.
That's probably the most faded I've ever seen you, I think. Oh, yeah. No. The most faded I ever saw you was the day I met you.
And I was way less faded than the other night. Yeah. Oh, when I sexually harassed you and Shannon.
Yeah. Yeah. Now you know better, and you only sexually harassed me. Something you want to add to that?
No, I don't harass Shannon at all, especially when you're not home or she's home and we don't talk and outside of you or anything like that at all.
Good. Good. Keep it that way, because I don't allow her to have conversations with other people anyway.
By the way, you're not intimidating. I'd be more scared of her wrath than yours, by the way.
Me too.
She would fucking punch you.
She's dangerous. 777 is an event that's happening July 7th, 2007.
Oh, yeah.
This is an art and music show. These guys got together on January 1st, 2001 and put together an art exhibit with some DJs and some musicians. And they were like, oh, this is cool. Let's just all get together and celebrate each other's artistry. And Then they did it February 2nd, 2002. 333-444-555. Last year's 666 apparently attracted a crowd of...
Okay, so should we pretend... Where should we start from?
And then Jesus says, that's not a duck. You get it? You don't get that joke?
Oh, people are coming back. I see them.
All right, so we had a little bit of a technical difficulty.
God.
There was a lightning bolt in the form of a Kill Radio DJ that
tripped
over a plug.
It was divine wrath.
Anyway, I wanted to let everyone know about an event that's coming up July 7th, 2007. It's called 777, and it's the last one they did last year apparently attracted a few hundred people. This year they're expecting even more. They're doing it in several loft spaces downtown, and it's going to be loads of artwork. Musicians, I'm going to DJ. You can go to myspace.com/telosdesigns to get more information on this event.
Mm-hmm.
It's a free event, and I think it's going to be really cool. The people who are putting it together are really creative, innovative people. It's myspace.com/telosdesigns, Telos Designs, and get more information on that.
Good.
And then we have a benefit coming up July 15th.
Yeah, and sadly, I'm looking at this. Half of our three listeners came back, so we're dealing with 1.5 listeners right now. Just making a joke. We have a great Here event.
Little people are people, too.
This is the event that we do once a month in support of this internet radio station, this non-commercial, non-profit internet radio station.
That's
that
the one you're listening to right now.
Yeah, it's called killradio.org.
Yeah.
We have six bands. Robert Popa, who was... And part of one of the first ones that we did and then had to cancel out because he had bronchitis, I think.
Award-winning Robert Popa.
Award-winning
That's
Robert
his official
Popa.
Name.
Right, from the Los Angeles Music Awards. We also have an artist by the name of Space Kitty. She's one of the first people ever...
And a big supporter of our show, she is.
Right.
She sends us messages and stuff.
And I don't know if you have checked out the MySpace page for Here, myspace.com/here_here, HEAR_HRE.
I practically live there.
I added her video. I found it on YouTube and skinned it through this site called slide.com. So it looks like it's coming out of an old TV set on our MySpace page.
Oh, weird.
And it's a performance that she did. She does weird stuff with like computers and guitars that aren't lap guitars or slide guitars, but she does them on her lap and weird stuff like that. So
wow. Well, that'll be fun to see.
Yeah, it'll be very good. We also have a rapper by the name of VJ who's submitted to the show a number of times. We're going to hear from Blackbird, who we've played a lot of. And it's been at almost every single Here event at Los Angeles Cafe, partly because he works there.
He works at Los Angeles Cafe.
We're also going to hear Manhattan Murder Mystery, which I'm really interested in hearing them live because I love that song we played by them. I think it was called Ulysses or something, but it was a great song. And then we're going to close out with Kosio.
I love Kosio.
Yeah, they're like
give Kosio a big hug.
Yeah.
They're great.
Yeah, so they're gonna fill that room perfectly. It's just gonna be everyone's gonna be great. It's gonna be a real interesting night. It's a minimum donation of $5. It goes to killradio.org, and it's downtown at Lost Souls Cafe. This information is at the Kill Radio MySpace page, myspace.com/kill_radio. Of course, it's at our here MySpace page, myspace.com/here_here, HEAR_HERE.
July 15th, by the way, is also the day that the new internet radio regulations go into effect.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I think I'm right about that. And that would mean that you have a responsibility to come to the Kill Radio benefit on that day.
Yeah.
To show your lack of support for the new regulations.
Right.
Which are aimed at destroying places like Kill Radio.
Right, exactly.
So there you go. We should go to music.
Yeah, because we're a little behind now in time. This is... Two artists. I believe we played Swoop Swoop before. Didn't you get a CD from...
The name does sound familiar.
Yeah.
But I get billions of submissions.
Just say yes. I know you have. This artist, my name is Swoop Swoop, out of Australia, myspace.com/streakyjake, however. Streaky
Jake. Oh, yeah,
I remember
this band.
Yeah. This is a track called It's Spring. Sometimes what artists do, and since John and I work against each other, it sometimes works into their advantage. They'll send me MP3s, but they'll send you CDs.
Yeah.
And the CDs will get played sooner than the MP3s do because I get way more MP3s than I think you do in CDs. And so we may have even played this track before, but oh well, here we go.
They're not stupid, them musicians.
They're manipulating the system. So let's
work
go to
the
this.
System.
This is Swoop Swoop. You're listening to a track called It's Spring on here, killradio.org.
It's all true. Another reason I'm really important is... Sorry, we were just having a little conversation there.
Wow, I can't wait to hear what this show sounds like after that little trip up we had. That
Best
was
show ever.
That was the an artist by the name of The Emergency, also out of Australia. Both these bands have... I think were sent by a label. And I don't remember. It was a long time ago. I don't remember. But The Emergency's MySpace page is myspace.com/TheEmergency. And then before that, of course, was Swoop Swoop with the track It's Spring. Oh, and that Emergency track was called Spending Time. Swoop Swoop, their MySpace page is myspace.com/streakyjake, which every time I say that, I'm wondering if I'm saying something ribald in Australian English.
Makes me think of bacon.
Streaky Jake? Streaky. Makes me think of like running around naked.
And bacon.
Oh, and bacon. Yeah, I see that. As in, yeah. As in fried pork.
In London, and they call it streaky bacon or streaky ham or something like that.
Instead of bacon?
In the, yeah, they call it streaky bacon.
Isn't it amazing how...
The English breakfast in England,
so good.
They're really good at it.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing how British people can't speak English, though? Have you noticed that?
Well, you know what's amazing about the English language over there is that they have the funniest names for things. And they know it's funny, because I asked. I'm like, do you guys know how funny Cockfosters is for a location? You know, Cricklewood? I mean, you could go by these places, mm-hmm. like Dingleberry... You know, Dwarf Monkey, and they're all and they're all very nonchalant about it. Like, it's obviously they're over the initial shock of saying,
"Yeah, they're over there."
Yeah, they're not tourists in their own country.
No,
so it makes it even funnier. You know, oh yeah, yeah. Just take the train to Dumblefuck, and then after that, go get yourself a hot dog at Cock Monkeys, and
but before that, you got to stop by Butt Nugget.
although if we're really gonna get un-PC and criticize an entire culture for their language.
Could we?
Then go to Amsterdam, man, because they have the funniest names for things. In Dutch. And then all the languages that I experienced on this trip, Dutch was by far the funniest. Because they used the sound, the syllable dorf a lot.
I know, and to us, we're like, hee 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 hee.
And dorf doesn't even mean anything in English, but it's still funny.
It rhymes with dork.
Yeah. So, and always have a map with you in Amsterdam is my advice.
Why?
Because you'll get lost. You think you're going straight, but really you're going to the left. Because the whole place is a big circle.
Circular. Oh.
And Spo, like a big, there's Spo Strat, and then there's Spo, which is a strat, but it's not Spo Strat. So if you're looking for Spo Strat, don't be, you know.
Looking for Spo.
Satisfied when you get to Spo, which is spelled S-P-U-I. Thank you very much.
S-P-U-I, and it's pronounced Spo.
What are you going to do?
Nothing.
But you know what? The English breakfast was pretty good there, too. I gained about 20 pounds on this trip.
Wow. That's amazing. Every time I go to Europe, I lose weight. And I'm eating like a king. And I come back.
It was a combination of beer, English breakfast, and your stupid fast that set my body off.
It's not my stupid fast.
No,
I'm actually about to start again. I've put on some weight,
really?
Too. Yeah, I've been self-medicating a lot this past month.
I might do the fast again only because it was fun, but sorry.
Yeah, I've been eating a lot of Mexican food lately, so I need to... John, would you leave already? God, you have an event to do tonight.
Did you undo his chain? All right.
I think that's why he keeps yanking back.
I think he gnawed through it. We'll see him tonight.
So yeah, welcome back, John. I think you just earned Republican. You returned Star Wars Republic Commando.
Star Wars Republicans. What? That game sounds way.
That game's fun.
Way violent.
It has simple kind of AI stuff you do. You order people around.
Speaking
and shooting.
Speaking of Republicans, you know we got this new Supreme Court, right? I call it new because it's like a. It's like a cartoon Supreme Court. It's not like the one that we had throughout the history of the United States.
Right.
Where they just passed this legislation that says that huge mega corporations can spend – maybe I'm getting this wrong. I think this is how I understand it from listening to it ad nauseum on, you know, NPR. And
right.
Like that. Huge mega corporations can now spend unlimited amounts of money on campaign ads right before an election. It used to be a law against that. To keep huge mega corporations from financing campaign ads
right
before an election.
Right.
And now there isn't because you don't want to hamper their free speech to say that the candidate they don't want to win looks like a Nazi at the last minute.
Right.
When they so they can't give, you know, they can't give their candidate $5 million, but they can put a 30-second commercial on TV for $5 million that says the other guy.
Which in effect is more effective, you could say.
Well, yeah, because what is the candidate going to spend his money on but his campaign? That's
right,
part of the campaign.
Right.
So just so you know, they're not looking out for you, Mr.
No.
Free Speech.
And let me just tell you, after seeing Sicko on
– oh, did you see it?
Yeah, I saw it on Saturday. Yeah. I want to move out of this country. I have to – I was so sad at the end of that movie. Not depressed, but I was crying through the whole last part. I mean, it's really just strong. And it, It's less of the Michael Moore jumping in doing his cutesy shit or doing his obnoxious shit where he's confronting Charlton Heston with the picture of the little girl, which...
On a technical level, his documentaries aren't very good. It's what he's saying that's good.
But
he
does some interesting... He does this big, huge twist where you think it's typical Michael Moore, self-important kind of performance art bullshit.
Well,
and it actually comes around and it goes, whoa, it's really powerful. So I highly recommend this film. But... When you look at France, when you look at Canada, when you look at England, and then you look at us and how much we have to pay, the one thing that will really piss you off, there are people at all of these healthcare providers, these HMOs, these doctors, these trained executive doctors who are – their job is simply once you have coverage with them – they're simply to deny you as much of them paying for service for you as possible, regardless of the need or anything. And you are not looked at poorly for that. You are looked at as being successful. It's like sales. You save the company money.
Right.
Regardless of the person who needed it. And it showed people who died.
The least you spend on a client, the more rewarded you
are. Yes. So.
Well, my dad is a psychiatrist. He's a doctor, and he was telling me he'd have a patient, he'd prescribe a patient something for their specific illness, and then insurance company would come back to him and say, would you consider giving him this instead? It's much cheaper. He's like, what are you, a doctor or something?
Right.
How about you give him the medicine that's actually going to make him better?
Right.
Anyway, we could probably go on about this.
For those of you who have this film playing in your hometown, I highly recommend it. It's the
excellent
new documentary by Michael Moore called Sicko.
Why don't we go to music?
Yeah, it's your turn, isn't it?
Isn't it? It is.
It is.
This is an act called, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, Membre Fantôme, myspace.com/MEMBREFANTOME.
You were just in France, John.
I was not very good at French.
No, it's a weird language. It's why English is partly fucked up. It's because of the French influence on English.
Well, not to go back into the whole language thing again, but why bother writing letters you have no intention of pronouncing?
Or saying, yeah.
They just give up. They can have the, anti-disestablishmentarianism in French is anti-disabu.
Right, exactly.
They just give up like halfway through.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Dekil.
You might remember this voice from one of the Hear Hear benefits.
She
performed with Michael Knott, and she has an album, Membre Fantôme. Their CD is called Sweater Colored Blue, and here's a couple of tracks from that. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Thank you.
You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. That was Membre Fantôme. Check out myspace.com/membrefantome.
I think it's Membre Fantôme. I think that's how it's pronounced.
Might be.
And I want to just say thank you to all the listeners who look like they dusted themselves off, who got kicked off the show, basically.
Yes, welcome back.
Looks like they made their way back to us. God bless them. So we had some technical difficulties. Those of you who didn't even notice because you were sleeping during the
those
show.
Those of you who are in the future right now listening to the podcast won't know either.
But someone unplugged something in here. And it kicked us. It just stopped the show. So we had to reboot everything up. And that's what's so fun about being at a nonprofit, non-commercial internet radio station where everyone has equal say. Because everyone can equally yank something.
Well, but, you know.
What?
It's okay, man. It happens.
It happens.
You know.
Why? Do I seem tense right now?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. I'm venting.
And I'm the last person to call you out on it because I get uber frustrated when something goes wrong in any of the shows.
Yeah, you've done a lot of screamy emails to the collective. I quit!
I'm fucking pissed. This sucks.
I'm leaving.
I did mean it at that time, and then I decided, no, this place isn't worth leaving. I'm Stan, just to annoy people. But it must happen sometimes on, like, you know, major radio, corporate radio stations. Someone goes under and unplugs something by accident.
I don't think anyone's allowed.
Like stranded.
No, you have to be wearing, like, these special robes just to go near the equipment at those kind of places.
Well, then that's it. We need Kill Radio special robes, which we'll pay for with the next year hair benefit. So that should be, like... That should be the new Kill Radio slogan, I think. It would be like a byline that goes with all of the Kill Radio merchandise. Killradio.org. We'll pay for it with the next year here benefit. That would be awesome.
God. Well, it's true. Well, that didn't pay for the CD thing. It kind of did, didn't it? The Mr. T's one paid for that one.
It paid for about a
third of it?
The Here Here paid for about a third of it, yeah.
And the Here Here paid for this new hard drive we're putting in for all the music we're going to digitize, so we're going to actually have
all
a
right,
big library.
Right. Let's get off our respective jocks and go back to listening.
Paid for my pedicure.
You really needed one.
Oh, my God.
What are you going to play for us?
You know, this is another situation we just talked about where bands submit both CDs and MP3s, and I don't know because you get the CDs, I get the MP3s. Hearts of Palm, UK, I know played recently.
Well, I never played them on this show. I had them on Is Good.
Oh, well, they submitted to us, so we're going to play two tracks. Hearts of Palm, UK, they're out of Los Angeles here. Even with a name like that, you'd think they'd be out of the UK or... Heck, I don't know, Bulgaria
or
something.
They perform live quite regularly around town.
Yeah.
They're an easy act to see.
Their MySpace page is...
gave a good performance on them. Sorry, when they were here.
Okay, you need to give me back a game. Give me back Star Wars Republic Commando.
I get excited when you play in this good band. I'll give you back Turok.
No, you get to choose.
I don't get...
No, you get Star Wars
you
Republic
get
Commando.
Star Wars... Here you go.
Thank you. You can earn that later.
Okay.
You can learn that, earn
I'll
that
earn
back
two.
By being
I'll,
quiet.
My next one, I get two.
Don't be. Is this how you work with your parents? You're like conniving how they will reward you and punish you? No, this isn't how it works.
I so was.
Hearts of Palm UK, myspace.com/Hearts of Palm UK. They're out of Los Angeles. We're going to play two tracks. The first one is I Flow, followed by Portugal. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. Welcome back.
To hear here on killradio.org.
And thank you so much, all of you who got kicked off by our technical mishap and decided to come back. I appreciate it. John doesn't, but I do.
Yeah, really, I don't give a shit.
Once again, that was Hearts of Palm, UK, based here in beautiful, sunny Los Angeles, California, United States of America. That last track was called Portugal. Before that, we heard a track called I Flow. This was a band that was on your show, Is Good. When does Is Good come on, John?
Is Good comes on. I'm now doing it twice a week, Wednesdays and Thursdays from 10 to noon.
Is this your way of taking over Kill Radio?
That's right. It's the domino effect.
Soon it's going to be every open slot's going to be Is Good.
Yes. No.
No. God, no.
No, I don't have time for that. But I have some really cool guests this week. I've been doing a lot of follow-ups lately, like re-interviewing bands and artists. That because I've been doing the show for almost 2 years now, so a lot's happened to some of these artists. Wednesday, I'm interviewing Christopher Anton, who's the lead singer of the new recently reunited Information Society. And
nice.
They have a CD that's going to come out. They just released an album on iTunes, and then they have a CD they're promoting. So, and he's gonna play some acoustic guitar versions of some of their
synth-pop songs. I love that.
So, and he also has several other projects. His solo work is quite good, so that's going to be a fun interview. And then Thursday, I have the band Eject coming back in, and I interviewed them over a year ago, and it was just their lead singer, guitar player, and bass player. Now I'm going to have all four of them in here.
Wow!
So it's going to be cool.
Nice.
Good. Yeah.
And then I should just announce real quick because
I
decided to do it. Just an hour long show that happens before this one. It's from 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific time. It's called the 21st Century Activism News Hour. And I'm performing, so to speak, under the name DJ Marquis or Marquis, M-A-R-Q-U-I-S. Isn't that wonderful? I just love that.
You should do Marquis Mark.
it could be just an ongoing incarnation that evolves, you know. But basically, the show is about issues that are, before the legislative branch, stuff that's happening environmentally in the world. All these different groups out there, from the World Wildlife Fund to the Electronic Foundation Frontier to Union for Concerned Scientists to Planned Parenthood to United Farm Workers. They all have means of where you can subscribe to their activist emails. And I get all these emails saying about these issues that are about and the stuff that's, you and I would find important that's not, we're not hearing about in the news or anything at all. So it's not only as a way of hearing about it, but it's also a way of taking part in, participating in this democracy of ours.
So what you're saying is you're doing a show that promotes the mission statement of killradio.org on killradio.org?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to have to take a little while to digest that.
And if you'd like to learn our mission statement, you can go to killradio.org/aboutus, and you'll see it right there.
Let's go back to music?
Yeah, please. I'm done talking.
Good that you are done talking. We have an artist by the name of Katia Rebecca, who sent us a CD all the way from Italy, which is... I'm not sure what part of Italy this is coming from. I was just in Rome,
which
is awesome. Rome is great because you can actually walk across the whole city.
Without getting tired, fatty?
Well, you get tired.
She's out of Milan. Milano.
Oh, okay. Well, then Rome is actually pretty dirty and touristy. But the ruins are awesome. And the rest of Italy is wonderful. Except for their little flirts with fascism. But, this has nothing to do with Katia Rebecca.
We're not flirting with fascism right now in our country, please.
No, we're filleting fascism. That's what we're doing.
Filleting.
You can check out myspace.com/KatiaRebecca or go to katiarebecca.it. That's KatiaRebecca.it. And sounds like this. You're listening to here on killradio.org.
Sento que
You're listening here on killradio.org. That was Katya Rebecca coming to us all the way from Italy. You can check out myspace.com/KatyaRebecca and KatyaRebecca.it. Thanks so much for submitting your music.
Do you want to tell them what tracks you played?
I believe you played
that one and that one. No, you played...
No, I played tracks 2 and 3 on this. So it should be Cosmica and Say 2.
Yeah. And then they sent us another track via MP3 that I'm going to be playing at some point. I can't remember when it's on the playlist, but I'll let them know too. So we'll be hearing more from them in the future. Or from her, however you want to say it.
From Katya Rebecca and her band.
And her band, yes.
I wish I had an and his band. John and his band.
John Hirschfeld and his band?
Yeah, everywhere I went.
I would more want Mark Caldwell and his guild.
Oh, that's good.
Or Mark Caldwell and his league.
Ooh, the League of Extraordinary Mark Caldwells.
Yeah, see, we use posse because we're so ghetto. Mm. Well, you do. You're so ghetto.
I don't use posse.
No, but I mean, you hear people say that. And they go, yeah, this is my posse.
Entourage.
No, that's ruined.
Because I'm so important that I have an entourage. Not an entourage.
This is my guild.
Oh, dude, can I tell you something so funny? My friend.
Could you?
My friend.
For once?
My friend in Switzerland, he speaks excellent English, but every once in a while he mispronounces a word.
Awesome.
And he was having a lot of trouble with the word tourist because we don't say, even though it's spelled this way, we don't say terrorist, we say terrorist. So to him it sounds very similar.
Tourist.
So we went to this like really cool out of the way place in southern Switzerland, like this beautiful old village, these narrow streets, and he was telling me how wonderful it is and how beautiful it is, and it's, you know, it's really special because there aren't a lot of terrorists there. And I'm like, no, tourists. And this happened like several times on the trip. He's telling me about how, you know, we don't want to go to this area because it's full of terrorists.
God.
So yeah.
Well, you used to study Portuguese. I mean, were there certain words that would just trip you up? Because I have certain words in Spanish that totally trip me up. Refrigerator in Spanish is really hard for me to say.
Yeah.
It's refrigeradora, I think it is.
Hmm.
And there's a lot of syllables. There's a lot of where you have to, like, pronounce the vowels in a way that we don't normally pronounce them that way in English. We really pronounce the fuck out of that vowel. And then there's not a lot of hard consonants. And one thing about English is there's usually a lot of hard consonants words, so there's something you can grab onto. That's how we usually get by. I mean, you can say terrorists because you got something to grab onto there.
Right.
But terrorists, when you think of it, is a hard word to say because you have the t and s. Like, you have to stop on the t, and then you have to, like, turn on the car again and, like, say the S.
Right, because nobody says terrorist, though. I mean, you just sound ridiculous. Everyone just says terrorist. Terrorist.
Right, we kind of, you know, drop it, yeah.
So
I had a friend when we were getting stoned. My ex in Barcelona, when we were getting stoned, he was laughing about the word baked because it's not baked, baked. It's a hard word to say because you have to stop on the K and then you have to start up again and say that T for the, do the D. I mean, he was just, like, making fun of that word. Well, he got baked, and that's why he was partly finding that funny. That's how he brought up the word in the first place.
Here's a good one. In Europe, I saw a bank called R-A-B-O-B-A-N-K. Rob a bank.
R-A-B-O. Did you take a photo of that?
I might have. Rob a bank.
Nice.
Oh, and the other one, and I know this is stupid. I probably should be much more mature and educated for this, but exit,
too late.
Like exit from a parking lot. Like there's two different words for it in German.
Yes,
it's Ausgang is like the normal exit word, and the other one is Ausfahrt, which just like, when you look at it, it just looks stunningly like Ausfahrt.
is it AUS?
That's a silly word. It's AUSFAHRT. I think something like that, and it's like Entrance or ass fart?
Turn.
Yeah. So, great.
What airline did you...
Politics, linguistics, potty humor. Should we go back to music? Or you have a question? I'm sorry.
No, did you... what airline did you fly? Did you fly in the same airline every single time?
No, I did British Air to London.
Well, that was dumb.
EasyJet to Amsterdam.
EasyJet.
And Ryanair from Rome back to London. So, yeah.
So you didn't earn any miles on that trip?
I couldn't.
You couldn't because you didn't plan it out that way.
No, I couldn't.
Are you saying couldn't or coulda?
I couldn't. I couldn't. I could not earn miles on this particular trip because I couldn't pay for it. I couldn't get the flight that I wanted with the airline
that I would
normally get miles from.
Okay, got it. So, okay. Oh, good. So you're not that dumb.
So get off my back.
All right.
Yo. Give me back a video game.
Oh, yeah, that's true. For harassing you, I'll give you back Republic Commando.
For the two.
And then I'll give you this old game, but it's actually really fun, called Blood Wake.
Oh, it's got the word blood in it.
The missions are really hard.
Content rated by teen. What is this crap?
Suck it, John. Suck it. But you can go head-to-head with the computer, and the computer where you fight all the other speedboats is really fun.
All right.
So let's go to music. This is an artist I've played a lot of. She sent us a whole album.
Boats don't bleed, you know.
What?
Boats don't bleed. I need
violent video games. I'm introducing an artist right now. It's rude to do that when I'm introducing an artist. The one time.
I'm sorry. It's just that you started introducing before I was done talking.
You're never done talking. God, that's something you'd say to me. I'm becoming you. You're becoming me in this show. I'm going to go
fabulous.
I can't wait to go home.
Oh, my God. You're right.
I never say that. I'm going to go home and fuck your wife. Oh, wait. She's already at my house. Okay. So this is an artist out of Sweden, Stockholm, Sweden. Very talented. She sent us a whole album. It was a big, huge zip file. And even though it was a zip file, it took forever to send. Her name's Sofia Talvik. And she's out of Stockholm. Her MySpace page is myspace.com/Sofia Talvik. That's SofiaTalvik. We're going to hear two tracks. This first track is I Won the First Prize Tonight, which will be followed up by Will You Call Me When You're Sober. You're listening to Hear Here on killradio.org.
Yes.
take the long way home? Is it all that's left over? Will you call me when you're sober? Will you walk a lonely mile? Will you find your life there in the gutter? Just like a lonely child when it's over. Will you call me when you're sober and I left you as I found you? With the stars all around.
Welcome back.
And welcome to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Yeah, once again, that was Sofia Talvik out of Stockholm. MySpace. Oh, my God. DJ Air.
DJ Air. Hey, maybe that's it. I'm sorry.
Your DJ name?
Yeah, we've been trying to come up with a DJ name for me.
For you?
Against
DJ
my
Air?
Will. Maybe that should be it. DJ Air.
For what? For Is Good or for something else? Or just
for
out
when
and about?
I DJ. Because, I don't know, people have an aversion to Hirschfeld. I think it's the RSHF part.
I think it's the Jewy part.
Yeah.
I think it's the anti-Semitic thing.
I can't think of a good DJ.
All right, well, let me finish with Sophia. It's myspace.com/Sophia Talvik. We heard two tracks, Will You Call Me When You're Sober. Before that was I Won the First Prize Tonight. Thank you so much for sending that album our way. It will be in our Kill Radio library very soon. We're upgrading the library system here, so I'm very excited about that. And welcome back. Oh, my God. We have 20 minutes left in the show. How many more stuff do you have to play?
Let's see. I have two CDs.
I have two sets.
So
we don't have no time to talk.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, this is a band called The Wedding Present.
Yep.
And
I believe they're out of...
I think it's myspace.com/The Wedding Present.
Yeah.
And
I'm glad you know.
Well, I know because I sent them a message. But all I got was this CD because I think this came in while I was out.
Yep. That actually got handed to me by their manager who was in the studio with Graham Ramsey.
Ah.
Yeah, so that's how that
well,
works.
We'll tell you what their MySpace is when we come back. I'll play a couple of tracks here. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
And then you said, no, I'm not from the south. I am from further north than you. Kissed me full on the mouth, and that was when I knew you were either drunk or you wanted me. And you know, either way, I wasn't gonna disagree. But how did one crazy night turn into 6 weeks? Speaks.
it's never gonna have the same face. Oh, but I want to try.
Here, killradio.org. That's The Wedding Present.
Yep.
And the album is called Search for Paradise. It's a collection of singles, and you can go to their MySpace page, myspace.com/theweddingpresent. Comes to us all the way from the UK. And you heard it here on Here Here, which, by the way, if you're just tuning in, you have no idea what's going on. Is the Kill Radio cooking show where we talk mostly about how to make different kinds of cheese.
I'm about sauces. John is about cheese.
Did you say sausage?
Sauces.
Oh.
I was trying to think of a word real quick that sounds uber gay.
Sauces. I'm the sous chef.
So we're Kill Radio's all submission only submission show. If you want to hear your music played on the internet airwaves for an infinite, indefinite audience, then all you have to do is send us music and we'll play it. It's really that simple.
Yep.
There are two ways to send music. You can send CDs. You can send MP3s.
Yep.
All the information you need is at myspace.com/herehere. That's HEAR_HERE. You can mail a CD to the studio or you can send an MP3 via YouSendIt.
.com.
Just take a look at the MySpace page. That's myspace.com/HEAR_HERE.
Yep.
And you'll get all the information that you need for submitting your music. And just be advised, it usually takes about 3 to 5 weeks to get played. But
on average.
On average. Could be
three. We're getting better about
could
that.
Could be five.
Yeah.
It's usually more like three. But keep them coming because we do love playing music from all over the world.
Yeah.
No questions asked. And so far, we haven't had. I think the only thing we wouldn't play is hate speech. Like if it was just like a CD of.
If it didn't have a good beat. And yeah, depends on who it was hating.
Also true.
So
also true.
You know.
So we haven't actually. Yeah. So I guess we haven't not played something.
Well, yet. We've not gotten hate speech. We're not really going to attract that crowd, by the way.
No, I don't think so.
Have you ever heard me say "oi"?
No.
So there.
Okay.
Let's go to music. I don't know if you remember the Truckee Brothers who came by, hailing from San Diego, California.
I remember the Truckee Brothers, all right. Yeah, they were in here and gave a great performance.
Greg Friedman he was the guitarist that was standing right there. He was like there. I think he's like a classically trained guitarist, but he sent me this track on his own. He has this.
For our audience's sake, could you specify what right there means?
Behind me.
Okay.
A
little to the left.
He sent this track, and it's real good. The track's called Story Street. He's out of San Diego. His MySpace page is myspace.com/Greg Friedman. To say that phonetically, that's Greg Friedman. And you're listening
awesome.
here on killradio.org.
Which phonetically is killradio.org.
TV. born. Walla walla.
You're here
on killradio.org. We forgot to mention before, we have a new instant message or messenger.
Well, here, let me say this real quick.
Oh, sorry.
The artist we just heard was Leroy, set of Los Angeles. The track was called My Way. His MySpace page is myspace.com/LeroyMusic. And then before that, again, was Greg Friedman out of San Diego, also part of that great band, the Truckee Brothers. who blessed us with their music when they came in here and took over the show in a good way.
They've also done a lot for internet radio in general. They've
yeah.
been very heavily involved in activism toward fighting the new regulations that will put Kill Radio and other internet radio stations out of business, if
well,
you call
or
it that.
Not letting us play licensed music.
Yeah.
But yeah, so thank you, gentlemen, for your submissions. Yeah, our new handle for the instant messenger, we got a new computer here in the studio, is killradio.org, all one word. So instead of typing out killradio.org, you just type killradio.org as the username you want to add as one of
or
your buddies.
Killradio.org.
Yeah, because it's double O. It's killradio.org.
Killradio.org.
It's like a Danish word or something. And you can ask us any questions or pass on any comments. But with 2 minutes left remaining in the show, and we have still some sets to do, there's some time left to tell us to fuck off or tell us to fuck on, whichever you want.
Yeah, yeah, go ahead and do that. But focus all your anger at Mark. this is an act called Cossack. This was handed to me at the Hear Hear benefit in May. I think it was one of them. Which is the one that Clark 8 played? Was that May?
Yes.
This gentleman performed with Clark 8, and this is
his
project. You go to myspace.com/CossackMusic, C-O-S-S-A-C-K music, and you're listening to Hear Here on killradio.org. You're listening to Here Here on killradio.org. We were just listening to some tracks from a demo by Cossack. Check out myspace.com/CossackMusic, C-O-S-S-A-C-K Music. I really like that. So thanks, guys, for giving us your CD to play. This just in, late breaking news. Apparently, it's not a crime to be a traitor in this country.
Right.
And Bush commutes Libby prison sentence. So this is a guy who was going to go to prison because he wouldn't admit that his boss, Dick Cheney, told him to leak CIA information. And he was going to bite the bullet. And in steps the cowboy at the last minute.
Right.
And says this. This is our president saying, "I respect the jury's verdict, but I have concluded that the prison sentence given to Mr. Libby is excessive. Therefore, I'm commuting the portion of Mr. Libby's sentence that requires him to spend 30 months in prison." Well, thanks for being his president, Bush.
Yeah.
He's so lucky to have a president.
God.
His own personal president.
All right, well.
And happier news. I don't know. We have more music to play.
Yeah. This is a band that, if you remember, it wasn't last week. It was the week before. They were in town. They were flying in from New York. They're called Looker. They're flying to New York, and when they submitted, go, "Hey, we're going to be in L.A. Can we come on the show from live?" I'm like, "Awesome, totally." And they were totally fun, total girl rock band. Kind of reminds me of their sound slightly reminds me of, like, the Bengals before the Bengals got poppy. But it's like Bengals, Runaway, kind of hybrid kind of sound. Really fun. I ended up did seeing him at El Cid that night. First date with this guy I'm dating right now, which I'm very happy about. So it was very fun to see that. And they're really cool girls. They were in town, but they never got to be in the show. So I said I would play them again.
Would you describe this date as a looker?
Oh, he's a looker, all right.
All right.
Yeah, my eyes cross every time I look at him. He's so hot. I can't even look at him. I can't even look at him straight. Thank you so much.
You can't look at anyone straight.
Oh, I look at you. You're very straight, John. We wouldn't accept
you. You don't look at me straight.
I look at you straight.
No, you look at me gay.
No, I look at you as straight.
No, you look at me as straight, but you don't look at me straight.
Yes, I do.
It's impossible for you to look at me straight.
So you're looking at me as Jew right now.
Yep.
No. Let's go to them. This is Looker. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/looker. I believe they're safely back home in New York City right now. Here it is. This track is called Gregory. You're listening here on killradio.org. We'll be right back. Welcome back. That was Looker out of New York City. That last track was Tickle My Spine. Before that was Gregory. I took some good photos and video of them, and I haven't uploaded it yet. I need to do that because they were just fun to watch over at El Cid. That's the first time I saw live bands there.
Awesome. Yeah, I've seen a couple of bands there, and it's a nice place to see
Have
bands.
Have you ever seen a flamenco show there, though?
No. But I know they do that there.
Yeah. So it's a cool space. So I think that's it. Do we have time to thank the bands? Do you have anything else you want to say?
No, just that it's good to be back, and
I
missed every single one of you except for you, and you know who I'm talking about. Not you, Mark, either. Thank you, Looker, Cossack, Leroy, Greg Friedman, The Wedding Present, Sophia Talvik, Katya Rebecca, Hearts of Palm UK, Membry Fantôme, The Emergency, Swoop Swoop, The Broken Remotes, Handy Foot, and Chris Bestwick for submitting your lovely music to our awesome, unbelievably highfalutin, intellectually stimulating submission show. You're making a strange face.
Yeah, and for that, I'm going to give you the remaining
three. Oh, yes.
ATV, Quad Power Racing 2, Star Wars Battlefront, which is awesome. And then this, I don't know if you're into old video games, but I love these old video games that they port to Xbox. That's fun.
Well, thank you so much for Doom. So
have fun that. Yeah, for Doom. Fuck off. No, but I wanted to say, I hear so many people say that's awesome, like high school principals. That's awesome. I was at a junior high school graduation. The teacher goes, this is a really awesome group of kids. And when I start hearing that, it makes me want to remove that word.
I think I say awesome a lot, too. And it's only because I don't have another word to use. I was using brilliant for a while, but then it just, like, oh, wow, that's, how was the party? Or, you know, like, how'd the DJ gig go? Oh, brilliant. You know, but then it just sounds
that's
like
better.
Yeah, but it sounds like I'm trying to be cool because it sounds like I'm, you know, trying to speak,
John, you are,
speak British or something, you know? Because they say things are brilliant, you know?
Yeah, but you're usually trying to be cool.
Right, so what can I say that doesn't sound like I'm trying to be cool, that isn't awesome and isn't brilliant?
Burning hot. What I say, burning hot.
Burning hot. Thank you, Paris Hilton.
She doesn't say that.
She says hot.
She doesn't say it the way I pronounce
it. I'll say tubular.
Or you could say hee hot, like hee haw.
Radical.
No.
To the max.
No. Extreme.
How was your DJ gig? Extreme.
That's a good one.
It was
troubling.
Ludicrous.
Oh no.
It was lubricrous.
Speaking of that, I saw Crash and I hated it. You hated it too, right?
Yeah.
Let's end the show
movie.
On that. We hate Crash.
Yeah. Right. Oh, but go see Knocked Up because Knocked Up is funny.
But let's just real quick closing out this show will probably be uploaded today. It'll be available via our blog on myspace.com.
Sometime in the next few hours.
/here_here. Check out the blog for that. It'll also be available through iTunes.
Yes.
Have you had a chance to upload any other shows to iTunes themselves? Because I didn't do it.
Do I look like I've had a chance?
No, you haven't.
The truth is I have had a chance. I just haven't taken that chance. I've had quite a few chances.
You've been too busy taking a chance with legal sex with your wife.
Yeah. Legal sex is the, as you might say, burning hot form of sex.
Yes.
But yeah, I will get to that podcasting crap as soon as I can.
Yeah, actually, this is probably not going to be uploaded because remember we tripped up in the beginning. So
no, but
some...
I'll edit it together and I'll put in some Walter Cronkite and some other stuff.
Cronkite came by.
Yeah.
So, all right,
yeah.
So you ready for me to stop the recording?
Stop the recording. All right.